The Holy Father today canonised Mary MacKillop, a 19th century nun, and also declared five other saints in an open-air mass in St Peter's Square, attended by tens of thousands. Australia's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Kevin Rudd, was present at the ceremony and told Vatican Radio that it was a moment of enormous national pride.
It's a moment of enormous national pride. I mean, whether you are Catholic or not, whether you are Christian or not, whether you're a person of faith or not, there's an extraordinary sense of national pride in this extraordinary woman's achievements, St. Mary MacKillop. And put in Australian language, everyone's stoked.
You were talking then in the press conference about the importance of the church in Australian life. Could you just reiterate that?
Well, most of our social institutions in Australia have been shaped by the church. It's been shaped through the hospital system, through the education system, through the charitable and social welfare system. Most of 19th century Australia, settled Australia, these services were delivered exclusively either by the Catholic Church or the other Christian churches. Therefore, the legacy of that is strong, and in the 20th century it's continued. Therefore, when people criticise the church, I always say, just be a little bit objective about the enormous role the church has played in adding to the social fabric of our great country, Australia.
She's a woman that's captured the imagination, not just the Catholic people in Australia, but all Australians as a woman.
That's true. I think if there was a crowd at the Melbourne Cricket Ground, they'd probably gather for Mary MacKillop as well. She's an extraordinary one. What do they like about her? She was gutsy, she was strong, a feisty woman, stood up to the church hierarchy at the time, and furthermore, on top of that, had a particular compassion for poor kids, kids in rural areas and Aboriginal kids. That means she stands out there as a saint for us all.